Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, breezy with rain and drizzle, a low of 59. Several fire departments in far western Racine County were on the scene late last night and into this morning of a pole barn fire in the town of Waterford's Tishegen area. The initial 911 call was received after 10:30 p.m., with the barn, described as about 30 by 40 feet, as fully involved upon the arrival of the first unit to the 34600 block of Lowland Drive. Tishegen Fire's incident commander requested a mutual aid box alarm response that brought additional crews and equipment from Rochester, Kansasville, the town of Burlington and Union Grove, as well as from neighboring Waukesha and Walworth counties. The Racine fire bells were also part of the response. The cause of the fire and the damage estimate remain under investigation. A turnout for transit meeting at Racine County's Ives Grove office complex involved mostly municipal leaders, but also a few citizens, with concerns about the governor and legislature finding a solution to the transportation funding problem that is again impacting completion of the I-94 north-south corridor in Racine and Kenosha counties. State Representative Tom Weatherston acknowledged we Republicans are going to do a little headbutting with our governor on road funding, while saying he's open to creative solutions.
Cars are becoming much more fuel efficient. New electric cars are out there. So even if we change the gas tax, it's self-defeating in the long run. Our registration fees in Wisconsin are the lowest in the Midwest by almost half of our neighbors. I was just talking to my son about this. My son lives in Colorado. He and I own the same motor vehicles. My registration is $75. His is $400.
In Kenosha, about 17 people gathered for the turnout for transportation. Kenosha Transit Director Ron Iwin said the answer to all the state's transportation problems is increased revenue, and that's going to mean some kind of tax increase.
It's real simple. We got to knock on the governor's door and say, hey, we need a funding source. Bottom line, you have to have a funding source to do this stuff. And there isn't enough money in the budget to do that. Wages are going up. Where are they taking the money from? Roads. Everything goes up, but even the cost of roads goes up. You guys know that. Gals know that. So we have to have a revenue stream.
Officials in Racine, Kenosha, and 69 other counties in the state made it clear through last night's meetings that DOT funding is critical and to fix what they see as a major problem going forward. Efforts continue in Racine Unified to improve what's known as the school climate, which includes student behavior and overall student safety. A three-year strategic plan was developed with help from a large state grant to address concerns raised by parents and others in the community. Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion told the Board of Education about planning and data-driven decisions. He said school climate is a nationwide issue, but RUSD's plan focuses on a couple of specifics.
Robust programming and training to address students who have aggressive, violent behavior, and really providing alternative programming outside of the traditional setting to get those students in a position of being stable and being able to return to their traditional school environment. To go along with that, we've offered more continuum of services for those students who have special education disabilities associated with aggressive behaviors that's tied to their disability.
The newly approved community policing model is also now part of the strategic plan for Racine Unified on school climate. Western Wisconsin Senator Kathleen Vinehout said there needs to be an audit at the Veterans Home at King, even if it's just to find out where the surplus money went. Vinehout is pressing for answers about substandard care and changes at the home. She said even simple things like a now-closed coffee shop are tied to the state budget. Lawmakers in Madison are still trying to figure out how to best handle the complaints about the home. Wisconsin's cranberry crop is expected to total 5.2 million barrels this year compared to 4.85 million in 2015. The state is North America's leading producer of the fruit, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports 62% of the crop in this country is from the Badger State. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association predicts domestic sales will be up 5% this year and exports up 7%. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.